Also, I'm doing this recording for 3CR and for other radio stations around Australia. Camping in a field on the Gold Coast to protest against the Commonwealth Games, or as we call it here, the Stolen Wealth Games. So I'm sitting down with a man here. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Albert Arpnett. I'm a Wankumara, Wanneroo man from around southwest Queensland and Newcastle area.
So you've come up to protest against the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, there's been plans underway for quite a while now to get mob come down here to Gold Coast to protest again at these Commonwealth Games. So yeah, we've been planning for a little while to come down and just support the mob that's here.
What's been happening so far? You guys went out the other night for the opening ceremony?
Yeah, we've had a couple of actions over the last few days. Arrived here at Camp Freedom, which we've dubbed it. Tuesday we've had the baton relay come through.
We've blocked the road.
We've interrupted the journey of the Commonwealth baton from the spit. And that baton is a symbol of genocidal intent from the Commonwealth, and these 70 countries that are competing at these games are part of that genocidal regime.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell everyone why you woke up so early this morning?
We've been up this morning and we got word that Prince Charles was staying at the resort just up the road from SeaWorld.
Yeah, right.
Where we're only about a kilometre away, so we made plans once we got word that he was up there to go up and make presence felt that before he went up on his journey to Bundaberg.
Did he come out? Did he see you guys there?
He was in the motel. We had the police negotiators inform us that he wasn't in the motel. But later on we found out that he had to delay his royal plans for 2 hours, and that was because there was a strong Aboriginal presence at the front of that the resort.
Yeah.
And not only that, it forced Peter Beattie from outside of the resort as well to talk to a couple of representatives.
Yeah, right.
So I think the waking up early was a good call to ensure that we Prince Charlie and his entourage were informed that Aboriginal people are still unhappy with the way that they have come and seized our tribal lands, and now we wish to reclaim them.
Definitely. I think that's a pretty important thing for this information to keep being spread out and for people to be aware of it, that actually things aren't better, even if it looks better from the outside, actually, people who are living in this situation.
You could earn as much as you want as an Aboriginal person in this country. You are still dispossessed. Your people are still being oppressed by a colonial system. We are oppressed by a common law that does not agree with the terms and conditions of our ancient law. Our ancient law is not recognised. We have tribal people up here that are claiming that our law, are letting people know that our law is the first law. And if our law is the first law and we are the first peoples, then we don't agree with what the Commonwealth has done in terms of legally occupying our lands. Well, then that means that they have to surrender it back into the care of the original custodians. Plain and simple. And we need our support, like we said, with solidarity and our own sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that stop all the injustices. We're the ones that take back control of our communities. We're the ones that predetermine what happens in the future of our lives and our children's. That's what we always argue for. That's all we fight for. So when you're out there and you're thinking about what's happening if your child has been stolen, or if you have a family member that has died in custody, or you are faced with the genocidal policies that exist in this country today, then you need to be here at Camp Freedom, and you need to start to support our mobs and band together and create that solidarity. so that we stop those injustices and we control what happens in our country. We control the mineral assets of our countries so that we can build up wealth and improve our livelihoods. Get off your asses, people. You know, get off your bums and get down here and say, well, look, we've had enough. Because I've had enough, and all these people here at Camp Freedom have had enough. So come down, we've got a week to go. Get down here and support us, and let's bring justice back.
And there's a lot of strength between everyone here as well, no?
Oh, there's heaps of strength.
You can
feel it building.
And
like I said, we've got old men here that have been through law and have still speak and dance and practice their customs, you know.
From what I've seen, there's a lot of old men, old women, also a lot of kids as well, no?
Yes.
Which is amazing to have the whole age of rangers coming through and spending time here, a lot of kids getting up and dancing as well, and, you know, sharing that through, which is really powerful to see in this space, like.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that we've got a good mix of everyone. I think, like I said, it's important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Pass all of this on.
Grandmothers Against Removals have been fighting against the theft of our kids, you know. We've got the Indigenous Social Justice Association fighting against the deaths in custody of our people, you know. But we've got black people that are selling us out, you know, that doesn't speak for us. We hear our peoples across the country say it. This is the time we've got to come together and stop it, because we know the treaty isn't going to solve all our problems. We know that the white man's going to tell us one thing and do another thing. Let's not fall into their traps. Let's not look at what they want us to do.
Mm-mm.
Let's determine our own future. Let's determine what we want. Come down here.
So if anyone's around on the Gold Coast, or if they want to get involved in we're down in Doug Jennings Park, which is just next to SeaWorld.
Anyone around the country, you'll find out where we are.
You should look up Stolen Wealth Games on the internet as well.
Yeah, you don't need anything. You should get enough price to get the band together and get a group of yous to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the support is only going to further your justice, not the white man's justice.
You want to give us a bit of info about what's happening tomorrow as well? As much as you can say on the airwaves before it happens?
We've just, like I said, maintaining a strong presence, and we've got the opportunity tomorrow to march down to Broadbeach. There's a few events going on down at Broadbeach, so we want to maintain a presence and a focus on ensuring that we get a message across to the people that are here. And we just need to look at how we coordinate ourselves and how we manage to articulate a good response and a good good action to further our cause.
Mm-hmm.
We've never ceded our sovereignty. We own our lands. We own the rights to our own intellectual property rights. We own the rights to our minerals that these white people are digging up on our countries. You know, we have the rights to a good, healthy life that we used to enjoy before the white fellows come here. You know, we should be able to walk out on our countries and get our traditional tucker and eat our traditional tucker without proving to an illegal colonial system that has come and taken what is not rightfully theirs. You know, we know what's going on. We don't have to be smart black fellas with a certificate. You know, one old fella here from up in the Northern Territory, old Uncle Murray, said, you know, he's an MBE. He's a member of the Black Empire. And that's what all these white people try to put up behind their names to say that they're qualified to speak on behalf of other people, when we know they're not. Stop lying to ourselves. You know, we can't say, oh, no, but I've got this to do. I've got to go to work. I've got to go to do this. Conform to the colonial bullshit if you want to, but stop saying that you're a black fella sick of the way that we're being treated and we've got no country. You know, it's not about the money anymore. It's because if you're accepting the money of any of these white companies, you're complying and you're complicit with what's happening to your children, what's happening to your young men and women that are dying in their cells. if you're paying your taxes. You are paying to oppress yourself, you silly fools. You're paying the government to oppress us. You're paying them to kill us. You're paying them to steal our kids. But I'm proud because I work. Think about where your taxes go and think about your democratic right not to identify where your money is going to. You know, you don't have no rights. You do not have no say over where those monies are going. But yeah, I'll go and still collect my pay packet because I'm a good worker. I'm a good colonial worker who stole my people's country and stole my culture and stole my language and come here and raped our mothers and aunties and our sisters and nieces. You know, this is what I want to, this is what I want to represent my job, you know. Who do you represent as a black fella? Ask yourself that. If you want to go and work, my people. But don't cry when these white men come and kick you in the guts and take your children. Do not cry when one of your nieces or nephews end up dying because of these white people. Because you're paying for that. Through your jobs and your tax that you pay, you are paying for that. Start being realistic. Start being open about what was going on. And that's what Camp Freedom is about, is stopping that.
And that was Albert Artner up at Camp Freedom as part of the Stolen Wealth Games protests, interviewed by Croft, who is also a host of Global Intifada here on 3CR Community Radio. You've been listening to Monday Breakfast. I hope you've enjoyed the show.